Play Cape Talk.
Join the conversation the smart way.
This is Cape Talk.
Time to take a look at our pick of five things to do in Cape Town this weekend. And our first suggestion is that you take advantage of a very special event for our city, the 90th birthday of the Table Mountain Aerial Cableway. They're offering a special in celebration of that landmark event. And to tell us more, I'm delighted to welcome on the line their marketing manager, Colette van Asvergen. Happy birthday. A 90th birthday is certainly one worth celebrating. What are you doing to mark the occasion?
Well, we're doing a host of things. One of the things that we are doing specifically for South Africans and also our local Capetonians is to have a special 90 Rand ticket during the month of October. So for just the price of 90 Rand, South Africans can actually purchase a return ticket to go up the cable car. All that is required is that you have your ID number ready, either at our ticket office, where you have to show your ID, or online the ID number. Okay. And for children, we require that the parents show the child's birth certificate at the ticket office and obviously also online enter the child's ID number.
Okay, and does that 90 Rand fee apply flat across all age groups, or are there any special discounts for younger children?
It is a flat rate for all South Africans.
Okay. Now, this is obviously during your birthday month of October, and it is a return ticket deal only, is that correct? I know a lot of people, for example, might hike up and catch the cable car back down. Do they stick to the normal fee schedule, Colette?
They can, or if they want to, they can pre-purchase the 90 Rand ticket online at tablemountain.net and then just use the ticket to come down.
Okay, and I know the days are getting longer, the sun is coming up earlier and going down later. What are the operating hours during the month of October?
During the month of October, the first cable car goes up at 8:30. The last one goes up at 6 p.m. and the last one comes down at 7 p.m. So there's plenty of time to make use of the special.
Okay, the final thing then is, Colette, the website address for those who'd like to book online. Where do they do so?
Well, they can actually go onto our website, tablemountain.net, and just click on the buy tickets button to buy the ticket.
Tablemountain.net. Colette van Asvergen, marketing manager of the Table Mountain Aerial Cableway. Thanks so much for chatting to us and enjoy the rest of the birthday month.
Thank you very much, Pippa.
Spring is really in the air, and that means it's apple blossom time in the Elgin Valley. If you head out there this weekend, it really is one of the very prettiest times of year to explore the valley. There are lots of spring blossom themed activities going on as part of the Elgin Blossom Weekend. You can expect meals, tastings, orchard and vineyard walks, organic veggie garden tours, fynbos walking trails. There will be outdoor yoga sessions, river barge cruises, and a one-of-a-kind bee active amazing race. Don't forget, there's also Elgin's annual Chardonnay Colloquium. All of this running this weekend. And finally, for the kids, no shortage of activities from family fun runs to tractor rides, kite flying and jumping castles. The festival runs Saturday and Sunday at a variety of different venues in the Elgin Valley. The opening times 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Entry is free of charge, but there are some specific events which incur a cost at the venue. For visiting, for details on the different activities, what's happening, where and when, please visit the website www.elginghrabotourism.co.za. That's elginghrabotourism.co.za, and follow the links to the Elgin Blossom Weekend. And while we're on the subject of beautiful blossoms, there's an event for the garden enthusiasts I'd like to give a quick mention. It's the Fishhook Garden Club's Garden and Flower Show this weekend. You can expect to see indigenous and exotic cut flowers, decorative floral arrangements, pot plants, succulents, cacti. There will be herb, fruit and vegetable displays as well. And, of course, a huge amount of variety of plants on sale. This year, a special highlight will be a display of clivia, of bonsai and orchids. And those will be auctioned at 2 p.m. by auctioneer Andrew Hart. Now, the expo is happening on Saturday, the 12th of October at the Fishhook Civic Centre from 9:30 until 4. Entry is 10 Rand per person. The next event we'd like to highlight for you this weekend is a little bit further outside of town. In fact, happening in the Robertson Wine Valley, which is celebrating the 14th Wine on the River Festival. Celebrate spring at one of the most laid-back festivals in the Winelands. On the line to tell us more is Shailen Pretorius, who is Marketing Assistant for Robertson Wine Valley. Tell us a little bit more about what this festival involves.
So the 11th to the 13th of October, we have our Wine on the River Festival in partnership with Nedbank. It's taking place on one centralized spot on the Hout Main Farm, which is on the R17 between Robertson and Bonnievale. Our tickets are to be purchased online via Howler, and the prices vary from 150 to 350 Rand, depending on whether you want to purchase your tickets, your weekend tickets or day pass tickets. Tickets are limited, but popular and are selling out fast. Therefore, for those that haven't booked yet, we will have on-site sales at the entrance gate. And for all those wondering what you receive with your ticket for the price that you have paid, you will receive your Howler wristband for access to the festival grounds, your wine glass, a program, as well as a bottle of water. On the wristband, you would receive 4 to 6 preloaded free wine tasting coupons per winery, and there are 24 wineries participating to showcase the wines of our beautiful valley. On the weekend, there are so many activities to experience, such as live bands, such as coffee snobs, various local artists performing. There's a wine theatre, food and wine pairings, kids and adult entertainment, as well as for all the mums and dads, a kids area set aside for their kids. We have a VIP lounge set out for those that purchase VIP tickets, and we have a boat cruise that can satisfy your wine on the river experience. The weather is great out here to dip your toes in the river right next to the riverbank. We do not support drinking and driving, so we have set aside shuttles for those who transport you from the various towns to the festival start, such as spots in Robertson, Montague, Ashton, Bonnievale, and McGregor. So book your shuttle today via Activity Bridge on our website. For more information, visit our website on www.wineonriver.com or contact us on 023-626-3167. Or alternatively, 065-968-5489. Book your tickets today. We hope to see you there.
If you'd rather stay a little closer to town and still enjoy a great wine event, why not head to Paardeberg Winery and celebrate International Pinotage Day this weekend, sampling and savouring an array of their Pinotage wines. Every year on the second Saturday of October, they like to celebrate South Africa's homegrown grape varietal. Visitors to the Paardeberg Winery will enjoy free Pinotage tastings for the Pinotage weekend, and that is happening tomorrow, Saturday the 12th of October, between 9 and 5 at the winery, which you will find on Fragrance Farm Windmill in Paar. Wine tastings vary on which pairings you want to experience, etc. But to give you an idea of the options, a basic tasting of 5 different wines starts at 30 Rand a head. And last but not least, don't miss out on the chance to let your hair down and support a fantastic cause, the SA Guide Dogs Association. They're hosting their annual Light in the Dark Gala Dinner fundraiser this weekend. It involves a 3-course dinner in the ballroom at Kelvin Grove Club, all in support of the Guide Dogs Foundation and their amazing work. It is happening Saturday evening at 6 for 6:30 p.m. There will be a great lineup of live entertainment, lots of prizes to be won, and best of all, you get to meet the guide dog pups in training at the end of the evening. All of the funds raised from this black tie event go towards the training of working guide dogs. And just a reminder, it is a costly process. To breed and train one dog costs in excess of 100,000 Rand. We hope you will be able to contribute and support. Tickets cost 780 Rand a person, or you can book a table of 10 for 7,000 Rand. And that includes your 3-course meal, wine, entertainment and goodie bags. For more information, call 021 674 7395. or send an email to jackieq@guidedog.org.za.
This is Cape Talk.